Next thing, managers report. Barbara Button?
A couple of things. As I think pretty well everybody knows, we've inherited a bull. We've tried to find an owner for this bull, and Sue, as Brent has named him, is a nice looking animal. However, we have not had any tests done to see, you know, what kind of a, if he's even feral or if he's good or if he's not a good bull. We don't know any of that information. However, we are feeding this bull. He does not belong to Brent Robinson. He does not have a brand on him. We've talked to all the neighbors around, and as of right now, he's just going to stay at our ranch.
He just wandered in, showed up?
Yeah. I've talked to Norris and all the people.
How big is he?
He's a nice big black.
Unbranded?
Unbranded. But you know what? I'm wondering if maybe the brand is underneath all the hair. You know how it is. So I'm thinking, let's wait a few minutes and let's see what we come up with. Yeah.
Shaving.
I really, yeah. Homer?
Yes.
Okay.
Shaving too.
I'm trying to remember. I'm sorry, I lose track of where we were from last month to this month. But basically, we're just getting by. We have both cabins full this weekend. If anybody cares to know that. 7 and 8 are both weekend.
It'll rain.
It'll
and then we won't be able to get them out. But it'll be your job. When it rains,
well, the water that was in cabin 7, we got to replace the stop and wait valve. It's leaking. The water got up into the water line. And I saw that problem.
He walked in the building and it cooled off. It warmed up.
From hot blooded.
Okay, there's just a couple of things. Being that this is probably going to be my last report as a manager, you know, I just want to make a couple of things to go on the record. One thing is on the horse program at the ranch. I am concerned, and I want it to be made public and in the record, that there are a couple horses at the ranch that are very dangerous. They belong to members, and I do not believe that the ranch wants to carry that liability. And I am well aware of the fact that if our accident happens, our insurance is not going to be very happy, because I have previously told both the owners of those animals that they need to get those animals out of the string and off of the ranch. Just because they own them and they have nowhere to take them, we cannot use them on the ranch. I believe that they need to be sold and that the owners should be responsible for getting rid of those. I do not believe that should be the ranch's responsibility to get rid of, to sell their personal animals for them. One of them is a mare that kicks. She kicks often. I will not use her on a string, and I did not use her this last summer. The other one is a gelding that is proud cut, and he is vicious with the other animals. He's unpredictable, as stallion can be, even though he's not a stallion. So I highly recommend that you really seriously think about enforcing that and getting those two animals off the ranch before this next season.
Do you have an extra copy of the agenda somewhere?
We have a couple of copies.
So he got it.
Okay, I have been instructed that I should make it for the record on exactly which animals. Rocky and Mystic.
Okay, who do those animals
Rocky
belong to?
Rocky belongs to Phil Hall, Mystic belongs to Art, and Dan Little.
Are you requesting?
We have documentation from other people in Barbara. Brent says observed Rocky.
Okay, Art and Dan own Mystic.
Mystic.
Okay.
Art and Dan want to sell her, but they just haven't, you know,
made an effort.
Art pretty well got almost got killed by his own heart.
Yeah,
he got it. He was ready to sell it.
Cell phone. It really kind of hurt. Yeah. Cell phone took the blood of the kid.
Brent's been on the foul end of Rocky. I have, and Kevin has, and Gladys has, and Tony has, and Melinda and Travis has.
Nice. Well, Rocky got picked by Cody this morning.
Really? That's
the
first.
Rocky was picking on Cody at 3 o'clock this morning when I was feeding him, and Cody got mad, and he turned around and gave Rocky a kick, and that's the first time I've seen Rocky take off.
Wow.
And then Cody went over
survival.
And beat his paw.
Survival. In the past, you have spoken to Dan and Art O'Loney about selling the horse or having the horse no longer at the ranch. Are you asking that the board send a letter to individuals saying that we need to remove them? Yeah, do you have a date?
I'm asking that you guys be aware of it and you can handle it how you want. I just believe that Art and Dan are aware that that animal is not usable as a ranch. And our insurance specifically says if we know of an animal that kicks other animals, we cannot use them. You know, and they don't. She doesn't kick people. She won't kick you. But she kicks at other horses. And when you're on that horse, you happen to get hit. And that's exactly what happened to Art. Yeah, she's not a vicious animal.
We had one horse kick the gal in the knee while she was riding in it.
It can really get down to the
knee. Broke her leg a half inch or an inch below her.
You are right.
And,
I won't use Mystic. I did not use her last winter, last summer, and the same thing with Rocky.
Years
I don't
want to
use him.
It has been a long time, but I remember
well,
that.
Go ahead, Larry.
Well, I just wondering what you want to do.
Well, that was, I
would make a motion that we send a letter and notify the owners that by March 1st those animals need to be gone. If they're not gone,
April 1st.
We don't need to continue to feed them.
Well, that's
and
exactly
care
it.
For
them.
Them
all summer long.
And they know, and they've been aware of it.
If they're not gone by March 1st on their own power, then we will take them to the auction and sell them and reimburse ourselves for. The feed and the trip to take them to Cedar City or wherever, and we'll whatever money they get.
Where is Bill at?
I think he went out on a phone call.
Because you have an argument against this.
Yeah, but I think your comment was the fact that he believes that there was a contract.
Yeah.
But the contract states that if the horses are being used as part of the ride that we give, but we have not been allowed or are able to actually use the horse. So in reality, that almost breaks the contract in terms of the usability of the horse, and in the meantime, to keep feeding.
I agree.
The horse.
Bill's got two horses. The other's not named, but it's not.
It's Lane. She's Lane.
Oh, I don't remember the specifics in our contract with these people, but I thought there was language such that they had to be usable for our strength.
I have a copy of that contract.
If they're not, there's no benefit to us to have an animal there
that you have to feed, that you can't use in part of the program for the ranch.
But it's a liability. You cannot use it. It's still a liability.
And this particular one is a very good liability.
There's a couple of errors today, the last couple, identified those two ladder horses. I mean, so two horses right off the bat.
Yep.
Identified the
anybody that knows horses will tell you that.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'm just going to say that. I think there is a motion on the floor.
Okay. I just have one concern about the motion. I think that it's the 18th of February, and the 1st of March is pretty quick. By the time we get the letter out and delivered, it'll be at least a week, I would suspect.
Well, I would think in both of their cases, as owners, I don't even know that it needs to be a letter. I think there could be a phone call, and they're going to handle it by a phone call. It's going to be a 10-minute process. They're going to say, they're going to call me or Brent Fulmer or somebody else and say, can you haul them here or there or whatever.
I've already talked to them.
Both owners are already aware of the situation.
All of them have said to me, well, Robert, you take care of it.
And that's why, precisely, his motion stated to write a letter. They have been notified by phone. Nothing has happened. It's got to go to a formal level. And I think that it's appropriate the way the motion was made. My only problem is I'm not comfortable with March 1st either. I think that...
Could you go to March 15th?
Well, we're not really going to be in a situation to use... I would hate to have somebody go out there that's staying in the cabin this weekend and go for a ride, and because we say, let's put it till April 1st or whatever.
Well, I understand the sense that it needs to be taken care of promptly. I'm just thinking...
On the other end.
Maybe they have until March 15th to rectify the situation, but my urgency wasn't necessarily to say horses be gone by March 1st, but to at least have them notified and not wait until let's tell them down the road.
Okay. Do you want to restate that motion?
maybe rather than the horses have to be gone, that owners must be notified in writing by March 1st.
And Dan's have it moved by the 15th.
And they need to have them removed by the March 15th. They give them 2 weeks to take care of whatever they need to take care of.
Yeah.
And this being the 18th, that we're talking, you know, about a month, and that's appropriate.
Yeah,
that's appropriate. And Barbara, is there anything more on Scout?
Actually, I've had absolutely nobody offer to take Scout, and Scout is not in good enough health
to move.
Well, no, we could move him. We could take him to, but we can't use him at all.
He's a little miniature
boy.
Why don't you take him to Best Friends?
They won't take him.
They won't take him.
Take both of them to the auction.
Well, that's the next auction.
And we talked about Scout. What, December 10th, if I recall.
Well, before that.
Well, did you hear what Candace said?
No.
The two kids that were here today said they'd take Scout.
The children of the Fallon family or the...
I think
that's
why
Jordan was.
The
family, the boys that were here.
The family that was out visiting the ranch yesterday.
The Fallon, Nevada couple.
Right.
That's the answer right there.
Why the answer?
Why
would they want that horse?
Why would they want that horse? Okay, wait a second. Then there's a motion on the floor.
Do you want to vote on the motion?
Yeah, finish that.
And I seconded it. Donna seconded it. I call for a vote. Those in favor of the motion?
Yes.
All in favor? Good.
I will note that Phil was not present for them.
Now, with the other issue of Scout, the other people that were up there wanted Scout. When are they going to get down here and get him out of the way? What's going on? I'm like Dale in a way. We've had this on our plates for a while. We've got to clean things up. I think it's maybe, as you had suggested, it's the auction we need to go or something else. I don't want to wait another 2, 3, 4 months again.
No, let's think about this. If we were to hire that couple, then they would have the possibility of maybe doing that. But we're going to have somebody hired here pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So that would give us, maybe we could just let them slide just that long. If they come, they may want the horse. If they don't, let's take them to the auction with the other horses.
Well, I'm not saying no. If you do hire them, you still got Scout.
Yeah.
If you get Scout's still there. I mean, you're still...
But Scout's dangerous.
Why would they want Scout? They're not Scout type people.
But it was amazing to me too. They really liked the pony. They just liked it. I mean, he came up and he greeted him, and
he's more like a pet. He's more of a dog than he is a horse.
Yeah, gets along with small children.
But you can't rest it. You can't use it.
Matter of fact, I think Phil even mentioned the fact that he wouldn't be anything more than a pet at the time. So,
yeah.
Listen, we're keeping that old barn. We keep Scout. Scout goes, the barn goes. I'm the only one there.
Larry Walter?
No, I was just. Dale's going to say something.
Yeah.
Let's move on things. Who cares for a $25 pony?
Yeah.
We've got thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And
we don't need to motion on that then. Yes.
No, whoever. No, that was the
fastest, easiest.
Okay.
Anything else from Barbara?
No.
So you said that there were two items you wanted in the record. I only got one on the horse program.
Two horses, that's what she said.
Yeah, two horses,
okay.
Anything else happening at the ranch that we should be aware of with the cold weather problems, anything that's occurred with the cabin road?
That's the only thing, you know, with going on.
I was supposed to get another email yesterday from the guy with new pictures, other pictures.
We just hit Kevin the Great to run that up.
Probably.
We're still talking 1,500, 2,000, right?
Yeah. The ones he's supposed to be sending me were pictures of, you got the pictures I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that one, that blade is 2,900.
But it's the wrong way to fill it. Well,
where's the
broke?
Appears to be that.
Barbara, where's
the bearing? It's broken up from the cutting edge up about 6 inches into the mold board and cracked horizontally.
Across.
Half
halfway across.
But it has a
fix. Welding rod and bring it to my house. I'll fix.
Still a good welder.
The problem's going to be not just welding, but it's bent. I mean, it's cracked, and so that part of the blade is bent back.
Wonderwood.
Okay. The blade will be there. You guys are picking up and tell me
what's
fine.
It's not an inch and a half. It's just like 6 inches.
Can you?
My opinion was it still work as a ranch grader blade.
Joe might be able to repair that. He might be able to bend that back up.
I'm sure I can find it.
Do you want it at your house there?
I'll go get it if it's on a trailer.
It's sitting on a trailer right there.
As long as you don't have it, you're right there. I'll go look at it and see what I need to do.
Which side of the end? It's still on the...
Still right where we unhooked it.
Right on the
trailer. Note that it's the one hook. It's laying there, one end's up there, and it's twisted.
I should be
able to... Joe's slow, but he's got real good visual skills.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just making sure he knows.
Anything else about the Kubota?
What's that?
Just a few minor things, but other than that, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. New tires.
We got a leaky stop and waste valve that we got to fix.
That's fine. You guys can go ahead and move on.
Okay, good.